clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Top story still, UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson shot down in cold blood. Why? Who did it? Where is the gunman? Well, maybe we'll find that out sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, special guest in the studio with his expertise in law enforcement, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Art. How are you?
I am doing well. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me once again.
We have a lot to talk about locally, but real quick, just wanted to get any input from you as to what happened to this CEO. I know it's purely speculation on your part, but just wondered, do you think it's related to his CEO position or maybe a more of a personal thing? Your thoughts?
My thoughts is it's related some way to UnitedHealthcare. And if you watch it, it looks like that firearm he used is suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously jams. He's proficient
enough.
Proficient at clearing it. And I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it was a professional hit because I don't know that that's the case.
But Probably somebody that has experience with firearms,
yes.
At least, at the very minimum.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's move on. It is parade season. How does that impact law enforcement?
We are contracted in several cities in the county, and we will help with their parades. Our honor guard many times leads them. We'll have people in the parades. We shut down the roads. So it's a busy time of the year for us and a lot of personnel that are out helping those. We have the Hawthorne one coming up this weekend and the Micomopee Holiday Stroll this weekend, and that's going to kick things off and just come out and say hello to us. We love this time of the year. Love being out there. Love showing off some of the things that we have. And proud to have our honor guard leading a lot of these parades.
Thanks for answering that question, because I thought other than like closing off roads, and then I didn't think about various cities and locations needing your help. So that's a good one. Also in Hawthorne, maybe they'll be celebrating a state championship as a football team.
Yeah, let's hope so. Crossing our fingers.
Yeah.
And another reason that I talk about that being the parade season is I know a lot of people get caught off guard by it. Look around if you're going somewhere, mm-hmm. See when those parades are, because you don't want to get stuck in traffic, mm-hmm. or rerouted.
Yeah, especially if you have somewhere you have to be.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, plan accordingly. Zane Sanders' murder solved after, 2 years?
Yeah, this just goes to show that our detectives are very tenacious. This happened back in June of 2022 in the Palms of Archer. She was in town from North Carolina. She was here with her family to go to a family graduation event, and it was a drive-by shooting. Two gentlemen, Jeremy Navarro and Nathaniel Kendrick, arrested for the homicide. Navarro was actually charged. They were both charged in mid-November, but Navarro was actually on trial in Marion County for a homicide there. And we didn't want to release the information then to keep from trying to taint the trial. So we held off for a week or so, but glad to have that one closed. 16 senseless killing. They're all senseless killings, but this one was really senseless.
Wow. All right. So we've got a transition taking place. The new sheriff, Chad Scott. When is he due to actually take office?
He'll be sworn in on January the 7th. That usually takes place down by the criminal courthouse where they swear in all the constitutional officers. But the transition is well underway. He's got the budget information, been in and got information on who's eligible for promotions, because there's going to need to be some promotions made, getting fitted for his uniforms, just transitioning over. There'll be sign changes, letterhead changes, all the changes that come along with a new CEO, so to speak.
It's a big job. Yeah, I was just going to say it is nothing short of being CEO of a large number of people, large budgets. You've got the jail. You oversee that as well. This is not Mayberry. So we're talking about, a job that's going to be pretty intense, especially if it's done well.
Well over 800 employees and a budget over $100
million. Wow.
He is getting sped up to speed on it.
Jason McKnight arrested. I don't know that I'm up to speed on that one.
Yeah, this he's not going to get any Family of the Year awards here. He his sister came over to his house, and he decided that he would jump on her out in the yard and try to gouge her eyes out with his fingers. So he got to go to Sheriff Ganey's inn, where he's being provided for, but definitely not something you usually see out families, even when, you know, families have disputes. We're used to domestics, and we're used to things like that, especially this time of the year with holidays, get-togethers, and a little bit of drinking involved, and then families tend to fight a little bit, but not, you know, shoving your sister down, holding her, and trying to gouge her eyes out.
Do you run toxicology for a charge like that?
No, we don't.
No.
No.
It's, so you don't know if the person was under the influence of drugs or whatever?
You know, it's usually noted in the report that there was an odor of intoxicants upon the person, or, you know, sometimes if we think they're intoxicated or under the influence of something, they'll go and be medically cleared through the emergency room before the jail will accept them.
And they would draw blood and test that blood? They would do a panel on that, or?
Yeah, many times they would, but that wouldn't be released to us because that's not necessarily an element of what the charge is.
Contributing factor, I guess.
Yes, contributing factor.
And it might be more important maybe for a judge or as part of a condition of probation could come into play, right?
It could. And, you know, with HIPAA concerns there, that information we would probably have to subpoena to get that to use.
So the medical records being, you know, people's medical history and whatever, there's a sensitivity there. And that's a good thing overall, but every once in a while it doesn't work in your favor, so to speak. What about driving tips during this cold weather or whatever kind of weather we might be facing?
I'm glad you brought that up. Last couple of days, gone out, the cars have been covered in frost. I don't know how many I've seen that are driving around with just a hole that you can see out the front. Folks, give it a few extra minutes. Defrost your car so that you can see out, so that you can safely arrive at work. And I'm going to throw a kudos out to drivers in Gainesville, which don't often do, but
because they don't often deserve it. But go ahead.
I went through the intersection of 16th and Main yesterday morning. It was flashing four ways, red lights, the whole intersection, and people were observing it. They were taking turns going, and traffic was moving pretty smoothly for the lights being out. It was amazing to see. I was glad to see it.
I was trying to get someone's attention last night coming home down 39th Avenue and, you know, kind of flashing at him because his taillights were out. I figured his headlights were off, too. They were a little dim, but they were definitely on. But his taillights were not operating, and, you know, traffic starts moving, and then what do you do? And that's not something you personally are going to recognize generally. Mm-hmm. His brake lights worked, but not his actual taillights while you're going through traffic, and it was dark out.
A lot of people think they got their headlights on when it's just... It
could have been driving type lights or riding.
It's daytime running lights.
Yeah, that could have been the case, but tried to get his attention, and he probably just thought I was...
You're a jerk.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably thought you had road rage or something, Bob.
Maybe he was driving kind of slow. So.
What fingers were you waving with?
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I know better than that. Nice try.
I got to try to get back at you a little bit.
I don't want to be the next Daniel Penny, right?
Mm-mm.
It is 9:15. Thank you, Art Forgy, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, for keeping us up to date with local law enforcement. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, fellas, and thanks for your support of law enforcement.